Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Here we go on a Friday from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And up front, let me tell you what I plan to focus on today. In a moment, I want to return to Daniel chapter 4 and answer that question I left you with last time. Did Nebuchadnezzar ever recover from his insanity, or does he die insane? Let's answer that from the book of Daniel. And then I want to draw together our week-long visit to Daniel chapter 4 and Nebuchadnezzar's testimony on the sovereignty of God. And we'll tie this into Job's perspective on God as well. So if you have your Bible there, you can open it again to Daniel 4 and verse 33. If you're driving, just listen to the Word of God. I'll read from the Old Testament book of Daniel chapter 4 and verse 33. Immediately the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled, and he was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. The prophecy that Daniel has made concerning the fulfillment of Nebuchadnezzar's dream has now come to full fruition. The king has been driven mad. He thought he was an animal. This is reflected in how he ate grass, his hair grew wild, and his nails became like claws. Personal hygiene has been forgotten. He's stark, raving mad. And so we ask, is this how Nebuchadnezzar leaves the pages of the Bible? Is he wheeled into the psychiatric hospital of his time and left to die there? Well, the answer is no. And this is according to the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar himself. Listen now to the next verse in the text, Daniel 4, 34. But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. That's Daniel 4, 34. Friends, this is all going according to the plan that the sovereign God has for Nebuchadnezzar. Let me remind you that Daniel has prophesied that for a period of 7 years, the Bible calls this seven periods of time, King Nebuchadnezzar would eat grass like cattle. But at the end of those 7 years, the end of that period of time, he would come back to his senses, acknowledging God the Most High as the one true ruler over humankind. And this is exactly what happened. For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar eats grass like cattle, thinking he is an animal. His hair grows like eagle's feathers and his nails like claws. But then the 7 years end, and as Nebuchadnezzar himself just told us, quote, at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven and my reason returned to me. His sanity has been restored to him. And who restored it? God did. Who took away Nebuchadnezzar's sanity? God did. And who restored his sanity? God did. And God did both because God is sovereign. God does whatever he pleases. And this is precisely where Nebuchadnezzar then declares in verse 35, quote, all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but God does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to God, what have you done? Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, which was our starting point for a biblical text that demonstrates the sovereignty of God in action. We started here on Monday, and now we return here on Friday. And I have already commented with some depth on verse 35, so I will not say more about this verse today. But let's reflect on the entirety of Nebuchadnezzar's testimony. I find it fascinating that God chose a pagan, ungodly, secular, heathen king through which to demonstrate his sovereign reign and rule over us all. Doesn't this interest you? You would think that the most dynamic testimony about the sovereignty of God would come from one of God's people. And of course, when we take the Bible together, we can identify plenty of godly people who experienced and told others about God's sovereign hand in their lives. In fact, we will meet one next week, and I will say more about Job in this regard in a few minutes. But to me, what God does here in Daniel 4 is classic. This is exactly like something God will do. He chooses the most unlikely candidate, the person we would not choose, through which to make his point. Nebuchadnezzar was a prideful, haughty, arrogant man. He imagined himself to rule the world. He thought he could do whatever he pleased. He was king, monarch, sovereign. But no, he was not. The message of Nebuchadnezzar's personal testimony is clear. God alone is sovereign. God alone does whatever he pleases. The rest of us, every single person, are under God's divine sovereignty, power, and control. God does whatever he pleases. So God let Nebuchadnezzar be a prideful king for a while. Then God drove him out of his place and his palace, taking his right mind away from him and forcing him into insanity. God humbled Nebuchadnezzar and then restored him after the lesson had been taught. God is sovereign. I want you to listen to one more verse from Daniel 4. This is the last verse. After his kingship is restored, listen to the end of Nebuchadnezzar's testimony. I'm reading Daniel 4, verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven. For all his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride. That's Daniel 4, verse 37. And might I recommend you highlight that verse in your Bible? That is quite the statement. All of this speaks to the sovereignty of God doing what he pleases. And what the sovereignty of God does is to draw us towards him in worship. Nebuchadnezzar uses the vocabulary of worship, praise, exalt, honor. Praise, exalt, and honor who? The King of heaven. Why? God's sovereign works are true. His ways are just. The justice of God is big in sovereignty. And God uses his sovereignty to humble those who walk in pride. When we truly worship God, we do so humbly. I just love how God sovereignly turns the prideful king into the humble worshiper. I'm grateful for the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4, and I hope that, along with me, you have learned a lot this week. Let me remind us of Job. Doesn't the testimony of King Nebuchadnezzar kind of remind you of Job's testimony at the end of his story? As we heard, Job said this in Job chapter 42, verse 2, to God, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. The tone, the sentiment, and the words are remarkably similar to Nebuchadnezzar's. And what both men, once prideful and then humbled, reflect on is that only God is sovereign. Only God does whatever he pleases. God sovereignly moved in on both men's lives and dealt with them severely. God put them through suffering, pain, indignity. God put Job on the garbage heap and God put Nebuchadnezzar out to pasture in order that God will be exalted, in order that God will be worshipped. Well, Job was a godly man of faith. Nebuchadnezzar was not, but God's sovereignty knows no bounds. You cannot put boundaries around the sovereignty of God. Well, as the weekend is now upon us, let me encourage you to take some time and reflect on Job's life and on Nebuchadnezzar's life. To do this, read Job chapter 42 and Daniel chapter 4. That's all. I do not want to overwhelm you with a massive study or extensive reading assignment. Consider what we've said about the sovereignty of God. Oh, and do remember Psalm 115, verse 3. Think of what God has done in these men's lives as you reflect on your own life. Ask questions. For example, how has the sovereignty of God manifested itself in your life? What questions do you have about sovereignty? How has my definition and our journey in Daniel 4 helped you to understand God's sovereignty better? What more would you like to learn? On Monday, Lord willing, we will continue in the sovereignty of God. I'm going to spend some time this weekend praying about how best to teach you more about this. Please pray along with me. As I said earlier this week, the subject is a big one. So I require discernment from the Holy Spirit to know what to say and what not to say. I very much value your prayers for me, and do feel free to reach out to me. My email is mark@godisministry.org, and you can also send a letter to my post office box. Perhaps the best way to get a hold of me is through the website. Just go to godisministry.org and click the link at the top of the homepage, Contact. Click the link for contact. There is so much more to discover about the living God. So I pray that you'll be with me and all of us each weekday. Do so via these podcasts and the radio broadcasts, and tell others about this ministry. Then join me again on Monday as we continue to learn what it means that God is sovereign.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.